Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage of the winter storm. It's probably going to be a historic event at the accumulation rate that we're seeing at the present time. Joining us is Jacques Thibodeau, the director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, otherwise known as GOSEP. Jacques, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Let's, if you don't mind, Jacques, start out with this accumulation rate. I think we're setting record numbers across the state. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. So when this started coming through, it really started coming down in droves. And we have some places that have as much as 5 to 8 inches. And we're not out of the woods yet. We're still fighting through the process on it. One of the things that we'll tell everyone is, please just stay off the roads because the weather is pretty substantial. And it's normally about 3 to 5 inches, and in some places over 8 inches.
Jacques, the predictions were that we would be in these snow conditions till some period of time between 5 and 7 p.m. this evening or early evening. Is that still the projection?
It is. And then so the circumstance, the good news for it is we have less than 2,000 people across the state without power. Mm-hmm. So that is good news. But the bad news on what comes behind this is the bitter cold. So the precipitation, we believe, will stop between 3 and 5 p.m. across the state. And hopefully that'll give our Department of Transportation the opportunity to clear some of the roads. But what we're going to see on the back end of this is low teens and high single digits all the way through tomorrow and tomorrow evening and possibly into Thursday. So the hard part is going to start as we hit 5 or 6 this afternoon and the snow winds up being out there and now the bitter cold will just will make it very difficult to be outside.
Jacques, I was just on the phone with Chief Hans Gantier of the NOPD, and he didn't know the answer to this question, but I guess it is safe to assume that the interstate will remain closed tomorrow.
I think that you're anywhere elevated on the interstate is going to remain closed. So what you're going to see is the issues that we're having with the bridges and the fact that the snow will not melt is the main issue that we have. Now, we do have quite a bit of assets we've got from Arkansas that are snow plows, brine trucks, salt trucks, and sand trucks that will help us get through the process. But I think what you see on the interstates is what you're going to see tomorrow well into the afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, when you consider how many miles of interstate roadway that we actually have in the state, it's hard to have an expectation, or unreasonable, I guess, to have an expectation that we'll be able to clear these roads within the next 24 hours, right?
Yes, sir. And then the challenge we have in the southern area is the low-lying bridges that are over the water sources. It's a little different in North Louisiana in that there's not as many of the interstate bridges or the state road bridges that go low-lying over water. That's the challenge we have here in Louisiana with the water source being so close to the bridge, it's going to freeze. So the State Police and Department of Transportation are out there doing the best they can. Just the rates are so are falling so much, and then the bitter cold is going to make it extremely difficult tomorrow.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The deployment of both the snow plows and the salt spreaders, the priority for you guys is going to be what?
Well, the first priority that we're going to try to do is from a state standpoint is keep those major tributaries open, and that's primarily state roads. So the state roads obviously are going to have the biggest aspect of it, and the whole desire is to keep them available for first responders to get to people, for 911 calls, for possible fires, for law enforcement related aspects. So those state roads become the biggest priority, and then as we can catch up with those, the major tributaries that would not be state roads where we can lend assistance to the parishes come next. But you're going to see a lot of activity on all of those state roads, 190, Highway 90, all the elements that go east and west and north to south that are not interstate. And the interstates are also clearly a priority.
When the interstate highway west of Baton Rouge, is that open or is it closed?
It's closed. And what I will tell everyone, if you want to get a good view of what all the winter aspects are, you can go to virtual.la.gov, virtual.la.gov. And you have all of it's a one-stop shop of all the road closures. It's got all of the power outages. It's got school closings, emergency declarations. Or you can go to the Get a Game Plan app, which are GoSIP's apps for information on all the winter weather. But it is closed, yes.
And, again, that's going to be the challenge tomorrow. So pretty much let me rephrase the question. So the entirety of the I-10 in the state is closed at the present time?
Well, looking at it right now, I'm looking at it from the standpoint, I-10, when you're talking about coming from west to east, The loop in southern Lake Charles is closed, and then all the way from Lake Charles to Lafayette is open, but very, very slow. And then once you get from Lafayette to Baton Rouge, is closed. And then I-12 is closed from Baton Rouge all the way to almost to Hammond. And then I-10 is closed from Baton Rouge just to right around Prairieville. And then when you get into New Orleans, I-10 in through Laplace all the way in to New Orleans East and then through Slidell is all closed.
So going into tomorrow, I mean, almost everyone without exception says that they really believe tomorrow is going to be the biggest challenge. What do you think is the most critical thing for you guys?
Well, the first aspect, obviously, is we don't want anyone on the roads because the risk of life to your life and to your safety is when you get on the roads. What concerns me the most is as we begin to have this bitter cold, to have a freeze set over of snow that may be in the trees, and then now that begins to create weight on the trees that would fall on the power lines and to have power outages. Of course, we want everyone off the road, and we've been pretty fortunate with that messaging and the public listening so far, but we're very much concerned about this bitter cold and the freeze on the roads with black ice, and then also the aspect of the power lines starting to fail because of these trees falling on the power lines.
And again, the best advice to everyone is stay home. Pretty much everything is going to be closed tomorrow. I understand we have challenges at the respective airports throughout the state of Louisiana as well. So unless it's critically necessary, don't get out on the highway.
Absolutely. If you get on the road and you put yourself in a circumstance that the local sheriff's department or police department or EMS or fire department may not be able to get to you. There's so much snow falling right now, so do not put yourself at risk, and please show respect to the first responders that are out there fighting to save lives every minute of every hour.
If you would talk to us a little bit about, I spoke to the governor earlier about these snow plows and salt spreaders that were given to us under the EMAC. If you would describe that process for our listening audience and why that's critical to your mission.
Absolutely. It's called the Emergency Management Assistance Compact. And what it is, it's an agreement between the states to provide emergency management personnel and equipment and resources to other states in time of need. We knew early on that we did not have the expertise in the southern part of the state nor the equipment to battle the snow that we were going to fight. So 6 days ago, we requested an EMAC mission through GOSEP to the Arkansas Division of Emergency Management. And what it is, it's 46 snow vehicles, whether it be snow plows. And the snow plows, there's I think roughly a dozen snow plows that can move 12 inches of snow at a time. It is of the 46 vehicles that we have, it comes with the personnel that have the expertise to do this, and they work in conjunction with the DOTD traffic plan, and their goal is to work with DOTD and give us some subject matter expertise to clear these roads and to make it safer throughout the entire process.
The governor had described a conversation that he had with the governor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders from Arkansas, about do's and don'ts. Any example of some of the don'ts?
Well, there's quite a few. And then, so when they had that conversation, it prompted myself to make a phone call to A.J. Gary, who is my counterpart in Arkansas, and we just got some tips from them. And so we got some tips from them, and their circumstance was much worse than ours because they received over 12 inches of snow in less than 24 hours, wow. And they've got hills and valleys. Yep. So one of the things they talked about with us is, we don't necessarily have that down south, but they identified to us that we were going to have elements of freezing on the backside of this, which is why they gave us a tip to use a brine, which is a saltwater mix. And what that does is once the snow melts, it washes off. The salt in the water, it de-ices, it melts the ice, and it will, in effect, wash itself off. And they do not use rock salt. They use, or any kind of salt, they use this brine. And they gave us some tips on how to apply these on a statewide scale.
Isn't that interesting? After all these years, they got these little anecdotal remedies to these problems, right?
Absolutely, it is. And, you know, one of the things that I thought was interesting is we come together twice a year as a region in FEMA Region 6, and one of the things that none of them had in any of their emergency plans is an evacuation plan. And it was just foreign to me that a state would not have an evacuation plan. And so everybody's kind of got their nuances where they're good, which is why these EMACs are so important. I had no clue. To be honest with you, I've never seen a snowplow in operation as an emergency manager. So that gave us some level of expertise going governor to governor in something that we couldn't have done. And they don't even know how to evacuate for a hurricane because they never see that in Arkansas. So we all just kind of take care of each other and share our trade secrets.
And this brine solution is delivered how? I mean, you mix it yourself, obviously, but is there a special vehicle or a special way of distributing that material?
Yeah, so basically what happens is the snowplow trucks actually have a snowplow on the front, and in the back is a tanker that has the brine, so it does two things at one time. It plows the snow off, and then it sprays the brine solution as you clear the road to keep the ice from settling. So you're removing the snow, and you're melting the ice, and you're making the road safer. It's just the fall rate that we're getting is making it difficult to keep up.
So we just got word... We're speaking with Jacques Thibodeau, Director of Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Jacques, Dave Cohen, WWL News Director, joins us. Dave?
Yeah, the NOLA Ready for the city of New Orleans has just alerted us that despite their best efforts, they can no longer keep the Crescent City Connection Bridge open. They had been keeping one lane open in each direction with the exits and entrances immediately on either side of the Mississippi River available, but they've just notified us that they can no longer do that. They've lost that battle, and so now the Crescent City Connection across the Mississippi River is closed in both directions.
This is emblematic, Jacques, of what you were just talking about. Conditions are changing quick, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir. To both of y'all. So, you know, when you look at the virtual.la.gov and you go to the 511, you can see now the Crescent City Connection is closed, the Huey P. Long is closed, and the Luling Bridge is closed. So the only bridges that are open right now is the Gramercy Bridge degraded down to one lane, and then the Sunshine Bridge. So getting from the East Bank to the West Bank, particularly in New Orleans, is very difficult right now.
Clearly, there are no ferries running either.
Oh, no, sir, not at this time, and there won't be, no, sir.
I can't remember in recent history, this to both Jacques and Dave, that the southeastern part of the state was totally isolated, East Bank from West Bank.
No, we go back a ways on this now, right? When we think about it, I don't remember this at all. You know, one of the things that we saw when this moved in last night at 3 o'clock in the morning, it moved in earlier than we thought. And then the interstate just became overwhelmed. And then we knew that we would get less precipitation and condensation in the west, but we were extremely worried about what would happen from Baton Rouge to the east. I think it's just unprecedented. I do not remember in my entire time living in southeast Louisiana when New Orleans has been isolated right down the middle.
Dave?
No, yeah, I'm trying to think back to the last major ice storm. I know the connection closed during that ice storm because it was close to 100 vehicles crashed on the Pontchartrain Expressway, and there was just no way to get anyone through, and the entrances and exits were all iced over. But I don't remember when every bridge and every means of crossing the river had been eliminated, and we're running out of ways to get from the North Shore to the South Shore, too, as well. and Jacques, correct me if I'm wrong, last time I looked, the Highway 11 was still technically open, and the low road on US 51. But if you check the cameras on 511LA.org, no one has driven 51. There's no tire tracks in it. It's complete. It's good 5-6 inches of snow on that. So if you got to get from one side of the lake to the other right now, that's extremely difficult. You would think go to Baton Rouge and do that. But as you delineated a short time ago, I-12 is closed between Hammond and Baton Rouge. So there's very few real options for crossing the major bodies of water that surround us here.
Absolutely, and that's what's compounding and exacerbating the situation. Just the low-lying roads that are there, you cannot move. The snow is just coming through. The good news is we think that when we get this break, it's going to be a break on the snow, and we will be able to catch up with about 3 hours from about anywhere from 3 to 5 for about 3 hours when it opens, but then it's going to get bitterly cold. So, again, everyone, please, has got to stay off the road, and you're pretty much isolated. If you're on one side of the river or one side of the lake, you're going to have to stay there at least through to tomorrow.
Jacques, final thoughts?
Well, just, you know, everyone be safe. Stay off the roads, and I appreciate y'all getting the message out to everyone. You make it a lot easier for us to be able to call in and get that word out, and we appreciate the partnership with all media outlets.
Well, thank you, sir. Anytime you need to get some information out, please know that we stand ready to do so, Dave.
And we know we'll hear from Jacques and from the governor coming up around 3 o'clock. They've called a news conference, and we'll be carrying that live, Jacques, here on WWL.
Thank you, Jacques Thibodeau, Director of Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, GOSEP. We really appreciate your time, your insights. Stay safe, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line as we provide continuing coverage of this winter storm. I think it's going to set some records. I think that might be a better bet than Secretariat at this point.
Yeah, well, we're definitely in the 1895 discussion right now,
yeah,
in terms of snowfall and impacts. And, yeah, and obviously no one who is alive now was alive then, so this is definitely...
I don't know. I had a caller that said he was
alive. In 1895, really?
Yeah, he said, yeah, I was around then.
Oh,
he goes,
okay.
I had more hair, but I...
On that note.
Yes. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. We'll be right back.